Hello everyone, The Other Mark here. Don't forget we have got our first ever live podcast on the 29th of June at the Ball Inn in Thorpe Eslet, that is in Rotherham. It's free admission and it starts at 4 p.m.
Ish.
Enjoy the episode.
Evening boys.
Evening Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm The Other Mark.
3 pints Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a tank of Ray Sevilla.
Cheers, offer to Mother.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Mark.
Evening, Mark.
How are we doing?
All right, mate.
Are you? Yeah, I'm all right.
I wasn't even ready.
I
thought I'm ready now.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I finished my physio.
Hey!
Yeah.
Is your arm working?
Well, I dropped a bit of a clanger.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't drop your arm.
Yeah,
I dropped. Have you damaged it again?
Well, I did the unthinkable thing.
Oh.
I went to IKEA.
Oh.
Again. It's not,
it wasn't what me and Rob were thinking.
No. Went to IKEA again.
I did the unthinkable. I'm thinking for you, mate. That's all we ever think about.
Makes a change you're taking me car, Mark, not me.
Go on, mate, you went to IKEA.
Yeah, and so we'd picked something. We'd got a bit of furniture and it was quite heavy. And we weren't anticipating how heavy it was when we went, so I didn't get a trolley. Oh, and I'm struggling with it. I'm thinking, do you know what? I can walk, because I want to get it from the self-checkout, the self-help thing at the end.
Yeah.
And it's not far from the checkout.
Yeah.
So I thought, it'd be all right. I'll, you know, slide it across the floor, walk it if I need to.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling away with it. And then Ellen said, why don't we get a trolley? I went, all right, fair enough. So she grabbed a trolley. Anyway, so I went to pick it up. Well, I picked it up and it was 40 kilos.
Ooh.
And I got all the way on my bad arm.
Ooh.
And I just felt this shooting pain go all the way down my arm. And I'm like, oh, that hurt.
Ooh.
And I've not done anything with it since, but that really, and I'm hoping I haven't done anything to...
I guessing the this flat pack for furniture is still flat packed and you've not built it?
No, it's being put together, but I've just not been lifting anything with my arm and it... Yeah,
okay. And are you in any more? So has it caused any more pain, or is it like
it did for a couple of days,
right?
But it seems to have subsided now. But all that good work I've done at physio, and they were giving me all these thumbs up that I was doing really well. And by all accounts, one of the physios said I'd done far better than they expected anybody to do at the time what I'd done. Oh. But that's because I pushed myself too far, and that's exactly what I did at IKEA. So,
so you just reset it, really, didn't you? Because you'd gone. You'd done really well. So
yeah,
you thought,
overachieved.
Overachieved. So you've reset yourself.
Well, speaking of furniture, though, I was at your house the other day.
Hello.
Is that something new in your back garden?
Yes.
I think it looks absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
What I was most amazed about?
What? Grass?
Is the fact that it fits so perfectly.
It's like, what is it, like an outside kitchen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it looks ace.
Thank you.
Just to give a bit of context to everyone that's listening, Mark built a wooden, what would you call it? Just like a nice...
Like a planter.
Yeah, like a planter that kind of gives you an area, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that you've put
wraps around the patio.
Yeah, that you've put your nice rattan furniture in. Mm. And then at the end, there was a space that I still can't get my head around that you've... You designed it before you even bought this kitchen thing.
I didn't design anything.
Well,
I just started screwing stuff together.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we ended up with a planter.
Yeah, a big planter that's got this, you know, two sides to it. And this kitchen that you've bought, this metal kitchen, it does look lovely, doesn't it?
Really
and
nice.
And it just fits perfectly to like a millimetre on each side. I'm like, surely you made that to fit. No,
I didn't. The sigh of relief when it went in. I'm like, I hope to God this fits.
So where'd you get that from?
B&Q.
It looks really, really, really nice.
When I came round, I said, you know what they call this, don't you, Mark? I said, this is a ninja worktop.
Yeah.
Well, that's effectively what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you got? Ninja wood fire.
Ninja barbecue. What's it called?
Oh, yeah.
The wood fire. Is it wood fire?
No, the wood fire is the
barbecue.
Pizza one, isn't it?
Pizza thing.
We've got the pizza oven.
That's the wood fire, isn't it?
I can't remember. One's a barbecue, one's a pizza oven.
Yeah. Are you getting the slushy?
Well, that's the risky thing, isn't it? Because once you start with slushies, and they're not going to be soft drink slushies, are they?
This is the thing. When I first saw it advertised, because I'm a big fan of Ninja stuff. I've got
it's good stuff in it.
I've got the Ninja soup maker and blender. I've got the
soup to maker.
Soup.
Oh, I thought you said soup maker. I'm thinking
soup maker.
Okay, soup
and blender. I've got the Ninja Dual Draw air fryer, and I've got the Ninja knife set, which is brilliant.
Does it sharpen the knives when it's back in the thing?
Well, it's got a sharpener built into it, so you can put it in and sharpen it. But they're brilliant. I think I've got a Ninja little bullet blender thing. I think it just looks smart and the quality. Mm. But I did want the Ninja coffee machine.
Oh, I saw it the other day, mate.
But it's expensive.
Well, what, 500 quid?
540 quid.
That's not bad for a bean coffee machine. My bean to cup was, should have been 1,000 quid.
Really?
And that's a DeLonghi. I didn't pay £1,000 for it.
No.
But anyway, when I saw the slushy, because the kids want one of them creamy things. Ninja creamies, are
there? Yeah, there is.
And I was close with that, just because you know what I'm like. But then realised that actually all it does is churn. You've still then got to put it in the freezer and you've still got to... Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's the point in that? And then I saw this slush thing, video of it.
You have heard this story about these slushies, don't you?
Well, before you pee on my bonfire...
Oh, okay.
Right? I sent it... The first person I sent it to was Mark. Hmm. Okay? Two reasons. A, I know he appreciates Ninja stuff.
Yeah.
B, I thought him and Ellen are going to be all over that for frozen cocktails.
Yeah.
Mm. All over it. And he was a bit like, no, we're not bothered. And then he says, Ellen's not bothered. She's, you know, we don't think we're... And I'm like, my answer to him was, yeah, we'll see. Wait till the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's only a matter of time. But we've been looking at them ages ago when they were released in the US first. And sort of seeing what they were like and whatever. And then when they got launched over here, and there was obviously a lot of anticipation about them getting launched. And you're forever getting the email notifications. It's back in stock, limited stock, then it's out of stock. Then, and you're forever like, Ellen, what do you reckon? And she's like, no, we're not paying £300 for a slushy maker. We won't have that much slush. And obviously, Ellen's trying to be a bit more healthy, and we won't be very healthy if we start with something like that. We'll just be...
I mean, if Ninja want to get in touch, we are looking for sponsors.
Oh, I tell you what.
I mean, I'd like a coffee machine. I think we'd like to try the slushy. And the creamy, I've noticed that now they've got an add-on to it that does soft serve ice cream.
Soft scoop?
Yeah, which looks absolutely brilliant.
Mr. Whippy.
Yeah, Mr. Whippy.
You two guys are knocking it out of the park, aren't you?
So go on then, Mark. What's wrong with the slushies?
Well, I only know a little bit, but obviously it's not for... I don't think it's for you guys making it at home, but slushies like are causing deaths in children or something because of this. There's some sort of ingredient in these slushies. Have you not heard about it? Google it, Bob. That's as much as I know. Have you not heard this story that's doing rounds?
No.
Yeah.
Go on then.
You know, brain freeze. That just means that it doesn't mean that they're actually dying.
No, there's a sort of what you call them, like a dye thing. Additive. Additives. That's it. Additives. There's an additive in these slushies or something that's causing children under 13 to have, like, I don't know, brain hemorrhages or something.
That's right. We've got no kids that will be drinking strawberry daiquiris under the age of 13.
I mean, it's not a
I think that's
me.
More to do with these. You just put cordial in and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
it's... You can put whatever you want in them.
Yeah, it's fresh orange juice
and all that, and it just turns it into...
It's not...
anything with sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to do with that or something.
Yeah.
I only read story with a pinch of salt.
Well, next time, come with more facts.
You need to start reading stories without a pinch of salt.
I didn't turn
the
up.
Salt's
to,
got a problem.
I didn't purposely turn up to tell you that story. It's because you guys mentioned slushies.
So I thought.
I've got something to tell you.
What?
Oh yeah.
I've done something.
Oh dear.
Oh, what we
have
can
you done?
We can smell it.
Have you bought a slushie?
Nope. But I have booked a skydive.
Oh!
Is that because of the 500 quid? You know, we're beginning it to charity.
Absolutely.
Do you want to give a bit of context?
Yes. Yeah.
Just in case this is the first episode the listeners have been listening to.
We did it first year, didn't we? First year, I said...
skydiving?
Yeah. No. Season one, right. I said I was going to do a skydive.
Yeah. Yes.
When we said, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
I failed.
Yeah.
So this year, start of this year, we said what we're going to do. I said skydive.
Yeah.
What did you say, Kirk?
Lose 5 stone.
Mark, you said nothing. Yeah. Oh, no, you did.
No, Mark said something. It was me that said nothing.
You said nothing. No, Mark ended up saying nothing. Yeah, what did you say this year?
Nothing.
Yeah, I thought so.
What did I say then?
Nothing. So, me and Kirk. And on the back of it, you said that if we don't do it, we've got to give £500 to charity.
Mm.
I thought, well, if it's going to cost £500 to charity, I may as well spend £500 and do skydive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I didn't end up paying for it. I got it as an early birthday present. Gemma bought it me.
Okay.
Nice.
So
after she heard that it was going to be giving £500 to charity.
To charity.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Yes. That was genuinely what I thought. I thought she thought, we are not giving £500 to charity. I'll book
not that there's
dive.
Anything wrong with giving money to charity.
She's like, I'm pushing Matt at plane. He's
I know,
going.
So she has an opportunity of seeing me hit the floor at 85 mile an hour.
Yep.
Do you know 85? What I mean? Whatever. I don't know. How fast do you think you're travelling?
Faster than that.
Without a parachute, you'd hit terminal velocity, and I don't know what speed that is.
It's fast.
More than 85 mile an hour.
Right, okay. Good to know.
It's £300 with a parachute. She's paid £500 without, hasn't she?
Yes. Yeah, probably. Yeah. More than likely. So, yeah, so I am...
Yes, tell us more.
Jumping on the 21st of June.
Oh, not long away.
No. In Lincoln. A place in Lincoln.
Right.
Can't remember the exact place.
Did you not fancy Yorkshire? No.
Scampton?
Might be, yes. But I'm not 100%. But either way, I'm jumping 15,000 feet. It is tandem.
Okay.
And yeah.
Easier then. You don't need to do it. Just let him do it all.
Is that
when you and your co-jumper, you both come down on one of those bikes with two seats on it?
Yeah, mate. That's the one, yeah.
Pedaling away. Pedaling. Yeah.
But what I will say is... I set up a WhatsApp group.
Yes.
Daisy was in it.
Yeah.
Brother-in-laws were in it.
Yeah.
None of them are doing it. Daisy didn't even text me back.
I know.
She didn't even message, she didn't even answer me.
I've told her off.
Have you?
Yeah.
What time did you jump?
I'm there, I think, 9 o'clock.
Well, for your safety briefings.
Yeah. And all that. So I think the jump...
No, sorry,
I'm there at 8 o'clock. I think the jump's probably more coming into the afternoon, about 11, 12 o'clock, the jump might
right,
be.
Okay.
Are you coming along?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You're coming, yeah?
Yeah.
Mark?
What day is it?
Volunteer? Oh, he's busy. Mark's busy.
21st of June, I think it's a Saturday.
Wash me here.
Can I volunteer to push you?
No, you can pack his parachute.
Can I volunteer to fly the plane?
But yeah, it'd be good if you were there, obviously.
I will be there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get the mics out.
If these are going, I'll just jump in their car.
Brilliant. Yeah. It'll be good to have your support.
Yeah. Well, you won't see us. We'll be waving to you.
Won't see me for a while, but eventually you will.
So are you excited, nervous, apprehensive?
At this moment in time, I'm just absolutely buzzing, really excited for it. Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah.
On the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how
long the free fall is or not?
I feel like I've read it somewhere actually that you're free falling for a minute.
Right.
I think it's a minute. It might even be more than that, but I'm pretty sure it's a full minute of free fall before they pull the chute.
Do you think that you will, obviously you'll do it.
Yeah.
And you'll come down, you'll be exhilarated. Is that the word?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what you will be. And I think you'll go, I want to do it again. I think that's what's going to happen.
I think.
Because that's you'll get you know like what a kiddie, I'm like, kiddie child.
When
little,
I get excited,
child,
I don't just a get giddy, a little bit excited, kid. Do I? I get like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'll be like that. But I know beforehand, I'll go very quiet for a little bit because I'll get scared.
I mean, it's my worst nightmare. I mean, I know people that have done it before and everyone that I've spoke to or when I see it on TV or whatever and people always go, oh, no, you know, it's brilliant. What a feeling, you know. I think, me personally, it is literally my worst nightmare. I don't like heights.
Yeah.
And I hate the feeling of falling. You know that lurching in your stomach?
Yeah.
You know, whether that's from... like a drop or whether it's when someone makes you jump. Do you know what I mean? And that feeling that you where your stomach like some I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
Surely going 15,000 feet up is beyond height. No, you go, I'm scared of height. It's like it's beyond
just jumping into
height,
the clouds.
You're literally just there's nothing you can't I don't even know if your brain can process quite how high up you are.
Well, I think it knows you're high.
Yeah.
And if you're scared of heights.
Yeah. I genuinely think if you put me 100 metres, let's just say 100 metres, high on a small platform and asked me to, I got to walk a metre or 2 metres across this thin gantry to other side, I'd be more scared of the height doing that than I would be 15,000 feet up, because it feels more realistic. It feels more real I can see how high up I am, and I'm not, am I enough for it to kill me? But I'm, you know, and it's there.
15,000 feet, you're safe.
Yeah, I know. You're fine.
He'll just bounce.
Yeah, I feel like I've got thinking time. What can I do? How can I get out of this situation?
Well, it's psychological, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. And then secondly, the feeling of falling, that's one thing that I can't quite get my head around at the minute, because I've only ever done it where I've jumped in. I mean, I jumped from Rick's Cafe in Jamaica, which is...
Oh, Rick's Cafe. Yeah.
Have you heard of Rick's Cafe? No?
Yeah. No.
It's a really famous...
cafe?
Yeah. Jump.
Owned by Rick.
Yeah, owned by Rick. And it used to be an old shack in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Near... I can't remember where it's near.
St. John's, isn't it? No. isn't it? It's sure it is.
Are you actually being for real?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. And it's now being commercialised, and it's a big, massive building, bar, food, restaurant. But next to it is a big cliff, and a lot of the locals jump off it, and there's trees next to it, and they'll climb right to the top of the tree, jump off the tree, and they do some amazing tricks off it and stuff, and people are giving them money, that, you know, tips and stuff for doing it, because it's entertaining. But then anyone can jump in, and I jumped in. Bloody hell. I never realised how high it were.
How high is it?
I don't know.
I still haven't realised.
15,000 feet.
Still haven't realised how high it is.
But I felt like I was falling for ages. And you know when you feel like you're running and you're actually going to jump, but actually what you do is you run, and by the time you get to the end where you should jump, your legs go, no way. And you just kind of, your legs just crumble
momentum
from underneath
you. Anyway.
And you almost like sat on your bum and nudge yourself off is what you've done. But yeah, I just remember falling and that feeling, like you said, in your stomach.
Oh, God,
I never knew. I think, when am I going to hit this? And it just get faster and faster. And you think, whereas with this, at what point do you stop feeling like you're getting faster and faster?
When your parachute opens. When your parachute opens.
That's how physics works.
We've told you that.
Feeling, even I don't like that feeling. And I'm thinking, surely, you see people, they're like smiling at camera and stuff, and you're thinking, surely they can't be going through that feeling that whole way down.
Some people like it. Some people like that feeling.
I mean, maybe I'm free falling for long enough that I'll grow to like it.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure I will.
Well done, Jem. I mean, does that count of him doing his New Year's resolution?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not jumping out at plane.
Well, all you can hear is
are you going to raise some money for charity for doing it? Are you going to
climb your pounds? You're going to raise, are you?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Purely, can't bother, can you?
Not really. I just think, you know what? Loads of people do it. I don't think it's a, you know, if I were doing something that were almost record breaking, I'd be like, well, it's worth raising money for, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's just 15,000 feet, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Just.
So no, I'm not.
Well
done.
Well done. Well, I say well done. You've not really done anything because you've not booked it. But
yeah,
well done.
Wait till I've done it, shall we? You know.
So you're 500 quid safe.
Yeah. For now.
As long as the weather allows you to jump.
Yeah, that's another good point. Yeah.
Because Daisy had one booked, you know, years ago. She had one booked for I think I bought it for a birthday.
She was doing that for charity, weren't she?
And she got one booked. And it came to the day to do it, and we got a phone call that morning saying that it was too cloudy, the weather was too bad, and they'd have to cancel it and then rebook it. So then we rebooked it. It were a good few weeks afterwards, rebooked it. Same thing happened again. And they said, don't worry, you can just rebook it. And we never rebooked it.
Did you lose your money?
Yeah, it expired.
Oh no.
Well, that's a shame.
I'm not sure I'll be... best books with my sister, because it's my sister's 40th birthday weekend that weekend. Well, it's actually my sister's 40th birthday the day I'm jumping. So it might be a great day for her if parachute doesn't open. but yeah, I was really struggling for dates, because there's only so many dates you can do it. And I was really limited by shift pattern at the time and loads of other things, you know, holidays away and there. And I was really struggling, and it was between that and the final date, which they were all recommending don't go for because it's out of season and you're more chance that the weather's not going to be right. And I was like, I've got to book this jump, and so I had to do it on that date. And it turns out now we are going away for the weekend for the birthday, so I'll just have to nip there. We're going to Skegness, so Lincoln.
Well, you pull parachute right away. You can land in Skegness.
Land on beach, yes. Straight to the bar.
Land on Pandas Palace roof.
Yes. Just avoid the shopping trolleys.
Yeah.
So how's your resolution going, Kirk?
Mine?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you on track?
Well, so, yes. So it started off on track.
It doesn't sound good.
Well, I don't want to bore you with it. I know we've spoke about it before regarding weight loss and stuff, but you know, but I started off back on track with Slimming World, you know, but I just couldn't get my head into it. So I lost probably about, I don't know, 5-6 pounds, creeping up to, you know, ready to lose my stone, and I just couldn't get my head into it. I just kept thinking to myself, oh, sod it, I'll have this, or oh, sod it, I'll have that, or, you know, oh, and I just couldn't, and then fell back off it again and just started eating crap. And then it's one of them mindsets, as the bad side of Slimming World is, that you're either on it or off it. And then when you're off it, you make the most of it, because then you think, well, I'll make the most of it and then I'll go back and start again, you know, which then that 1 week turns to two, turns to three, turns to four. And I've had a few people around me basically saying, look, try something different. I know you've said it before, Rob, you know, calorie counting and stuff like that. Try something different. Someone kept saying to me about keto, and I was very apprehensive because I love pasta. I would eat pasta 5-6 times a week, and a lot of it, because I have a large appetite. And that's why Slimming World suited me, because I could eat as much pasta as I wanted. So I was very apprehensive with keto, because obviously it's low carb. I thought, well, that's no pasta, nothing. Nothing's ever going to fill me. Nothing's ever, you know. But, you know, a couple of people kept saying to me, just try it. What's the harm in trying it? Just try it. And I'm just like, do you know what? Fine. I'll try it, sort of thing. Fully in my head thinking to myself, it's never going to work. I'm going to be starving all day. I'm going to eat and it's not going to fill me. I'm not going to know what to eat because I can't have pasta. But I thought, at least I'll try it. And I thought to myself, I'll try it for a month and see what happens. And obviously, a few people had said to me, no, the thing is about keto, it's not just about weight loss. It's about the health benefits that go along with it. Mm-hmm. And I got sent a couple of podcasts, which I never listened to because I just thought,
well, they're not as good as ours.
Not as good as ours, yeah. I just thought, well, I'll give it a go. I did a bit of research and thought, right, I'll give it a go. The first couple of days were tough, as everybody and every piece of research said it would be, you know, as your body's getting used to it. But if it's one thing that I'll say, and I won't go on about it for long, but everything that I was told regarding the health benefits, so having more energy, feeling more focused, not having a fog brain, a reduction of like stomach trouble and issues, a reduction of appetite and feeling full, you know, even on smaller portions, everything is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Mm. Nice. I started it a couple of weeks ago. Mm. In the first week, I dropped 10 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
As with any diet, though, don't forget, your first week, a lot of it is water and water retention.
Yeah.
But I dropped 10 pounds in the... I said my first week, it was actually in the first 5 days. I dropped 10 pounds. I haven't been back on the scales since. I'm going to try and leave it a little bit and not get on the scales every week. And that's because I'm enjoying the other feelings that I'm getting. So I feel, especially the last couple of days, I've got more energy in the day. I feel more focused. I'm not procrastinating.
Say it, Mark. Yeah, say it.
Procrastinating.
Yeah, you need to think about that for a bit.
Yeah, procrastinating.
I'm not procrastinating. Whatever. I'm getting work done quicker. I've even been more of a clear thought of mind that I've gone back to my book, and I've started.
Right.
I've started
back to your book. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I've actually started re-editing the stuff that I've already written, and
yeah, I just feel great. I'm eating less food. I'm feeling fuller for longer. I'm not having any stomach problems.
It sounds really good.
It does.
You said that in a way, like,
no, yeah, it sounds really good.
Is there a book?
No, it does. It sounds really good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Look, is there a book?
I can't emphasize. A few people have told me about this before, and I've always been like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's a fad diet thing and this, that, other. I can honestly, hand on my heart, say, I've been doing it a couple of weeks, and everything that I've ever been told about it is correct.
I've got a question. How do you know? Is it? I'm thinking it's called ketosis when your body actually changes into doing it properly. Mm-hmm. How do you know when you're in ketosis?
So you're officially in ketosis now. I just want to say I'm not an expert. I've been doing it 2 weeks, but I have done a lot of research. I've even listened to the podcast that was sent to me. It's actually Stephen Bartlett the podcast was. If you have given a listen, Steve, if you want to come
on,
no problem. You're welcome on our podcast.
Get him on.
Mark, get him on. Idea who Stephen Bartlett is.
You don't know, do you?
Yes, from Dragon's Den. Get him on. I'm sure he'll come on.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure he would.
As far as I can gather, you're in ketosis when your body, your blood, or your liver starts generating ketones into your bloodstream. So what ketones are is your body originally, in its default mode, will burn carbs, glucose, whatever it is, for energy, because that's the easiest thing to find and burn.
Okay.
So therefore, any excess fats, sugar fats, it stores. Yeah. Hence why you then can put on weight if you have too much of it. What happens is if the body runs out of that, if your body runs out of carbs to burn and runs out of, then it searches for something else to burn. It realizes that if the only thing it's got left to burn is fat. Okay. So your liver then starts to produce ketones, which then helps break down the fat into more manageable pieces to be able to use as energy. So therefore, if you measure your blood and it is generating more than 0.5, whatever the long terminology is for the measurement, of ketones, then your body is in ketosis. It means your liver is producing ketones and breaking down fat to use as energy. So I've got myself a little blood meter thing.
That's what I was getting at. I didn't know how. I'm thinking, how do you know what happens?
Look, different people do it different ways. Some people are just, they've done keto before, so they're used to the feeling because they know how it feels. You can get strips that you can weigh on, and then it changes colour. But a lot of people say that they're not overly reliable. The best way to do it is to physically check your blood. So I went on Amazon. I found a ketone meter for blood, 40 quid.
40 quid?
Come with the strips and stuff.
I'm
not going
on this diet. That's 40 quid?
And I checked it, and yeah, my ketone levels are 0.9. I'd like it to get a little bit higher.
What's the, when are you in ketone?
0.5. Right. Anything above, they say anything between 0.5 and 3 is where you should be aiming for.
Right.
But whatever research you do on it, serious research, a lot of people will talk about the health benefits
over the weight loss.
Are really selling it. Can you eat pizza?
Well, actually, yes, as long as you make the base with almond flour.
What?
You make the base with almond flour.
Like nuts? Almonds.
Ground almonds, yeah. So it's ground almonds into a
There's
flour.
There's one problem here, Mark.
I don't like it.
You can't
beer?
Have beer.
No.
Well,
I'm out.
I know a random fact. When you're in ketosis, your breath smells of pear drops.
Pear drops?
Yep.
What, in the boiled sweets?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what if he's
when you're in ketosis, that's what apparently.
But what if he's not? What if he's not eating any pear drops? Does it still?
He doesn't smell of pear drops because he's eating pear drops. It's just the whatever it is. Oh.
The fragrance of ketones.
Ketones make your breath smell.
Well, I have a question for you. So I sort of get what you're saying there, although it sounds complicated. So, food wise,
yes.
What are you eating?
Okay, it's a basic question. What are you eating?
Yeah. what are you eating?
It's mainly you can do different things. There are different ways of putting your body into ketosis. So you can have a really restricted calorie diet, which puts you, I think it's less than 700 calories a day, would put your body into ketosis.
Can I have a bacon sandwich?
No.
You can't have pizza either?
No.
What am I eating?
No.
What I'm eating,
can
grass.
Have bacon, can't you? You just bacon. Can't have the bread.
Exactly, it's the bread that's the problem. So fundamentally, and don't everyone at me. Although it'd be nice if everyone's at me, because it'd be nice just
at
to get
him, please. Yeah, at
it's
him.
Just you know.
Full stop.
But yeah, but fundamentally, it is a low carb diet, and by low carb, I mean seriously low carb. So
I thought it was zero. I thought it was nothing.
No, below 20 grams a day, they say.
All right.
So the
how many grams are in a pint of lager?
I don't know. You'd have to have a look at a can. But the normal, when I researched it, an average healthy male on the kind of westernized diet that we are used to, processed foods, quite carb heavy foods, would normally consume between 350 grams of carbs a day. Right. So I would have been eating more than that. Because I ate a lot of pasta, plus bread or
maybe
crisps
that's
or
maybe
chips
that
or,
were your problem, just pasta.
So I
maybe that's it.
So I've now reduced that right down to below 20 grams a day, and then you offset that with protein and fats. So that's really it's really strange for me coming from Slimming World to this. Slimming World was pretty much eat as much carbs as you want, stay away from fats. Yeah. This is cut out all the carbs, and yes, by all means, please cook with butter.
Yeah, baby.
You know, so like literally.
Instead of what? Bread?
What? Instead of
what? You're cooking
instead
bread.
Of fry light.
Instead this of is my uncooking kitchen.
Hey, I cook curries now.
Oh,
hang on. Dear. You're saying that as if like you've been cooking curries for weeks.
I have.
What concerns me is when he's making butter chicken and he's putting bread in instead of butter.
Yeah.
So why is this started? Was Ellen poorly and you were starving? No. And you were you're going, I need food.
Yeah, no. So I've been following this guy for some time. And
does he know?
He walks very slowly, and so do I.
Has he got a restraining order against you, Mark?
And I've been tempted to try some of his curries, and I've made two so far. And
okay.
Helen says the first one that I made, which was a favourite, she would have that over a takeaway.
What were it?
Oh.
Chicken tikka.
Oh.
Really?
Now, the second one I did was a similar recipe. A little bit spicier than the first one. But yeah, very nice.
So what got you into that? Because, I mean, we generally know that you don't cook. So.
I really like Indian curries. In fact, I really like curries of any...
So just go and buy one. So what made you...
No. Well, A, about being healthier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suppose it's cheaper as well. Yeah. But having the satisfaction of making
food
a proper curry that tastes like not what you get out of a jar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because one thing that really bothers me is when you buy a jarred curry and you cook it and you eat it and you're like, it tastes nice, but you know it's not authentic.
Yeah.
These taste authentic.
I always think if you're cooking either Indian food or Chinese food, that it's always expensive for your first one.
Well, we've got loads and loads of the spices and things in because we found a recipe for chicken tikka, the actual, not the curry, just the tikka meat, and it's
What Helen's been making for ages?
Yes.
Oh, I've had it. It's gorgeous.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's as if you get it from an Indian restaurant, you wouldn't know any different. Mm. So obviously we've got all the ingredients. But what I was coming to when you mentioned protein before, what we're trying to do is we're trying to almost replicate, they call them fakeaways, don't they?
Yeah.
When you make your own...
takeaways.
takeaways, yeah. But I don't want to do it and it be not what I would get from a takeaway. I want it to be as flavoursome.
Yeah.
Healthier, yes, but as flavoursome. It's got to be about the flavour. And if you're going to be... what's the word I'm looking for?
Substituting?
No, not substituting. I wouldn't want to be forfeiting something. I wouldn't want to be
substitute.
Yeah, it's a replacement.
That's what
you're
saying, isn't
it? No.
No. No, it's not, man.
What is it when you...
Sacrifice.
I wouldn't want to be sacrificing on quality for the purpose of making it myself.
Okay.
If it's not as good, I would rather just buy a takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's got to be as good. And anyway, Helen went to Iceland. Somebody had recommended. I think it might have been Leonie, actually.
He means the shop.
Yeah. She didn't go on holiday on her own. She went to Iceland because they do this. It's you've heard of MyProtein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do Doner kebab meat, yep. My protein. Ooh. It is lovely.
Is it?
Really nice. So far, we've nailed down now the Indian curries. I'm going to try some variants. I like chicken tikka. I spice it up a little bit for myself, but I'm going to try some different types of curries. But now we've got like a kebab fake away, if you like. Mm-hmm. Helen does a really good Chinese curry already. So we're almost getting like a rounded...
And you've got a pizza oven.
Got a pizza oven. So although we're
so
not,
we've got pizzas, kebabs,
we won't be doing curries. We won't be doing keto. But
are you opening a shop?
No.
Kebab shop? No.
Do you know what? I bought Gemma an Indian cookbook for Christmas. And it's a very, very Indian cookbook. It's so good that it's even written in Indian.
I was going to say, does it come with translation? Well, the thing is, with these curries that we're making, they are what are called BIR, so it's British Indian restaurant style curries.
Right.
So Indian curries are different to what we would eat in a British Indian restaurant, because they're made for, like tikka masala, for example. It's not even Indian.
No.
It's Birmingham, I think, or Scotland, I think it might have been. Yeah. Glasgow, was it?
I thought you were Birmingham, but you could be right.
You almost wouldn't cook anything out of this book for the simple fact that each recipe has got over 50... And I'm not exaggerating, over 50 spices in. Yeah. And it's like, I mean, that's going to cost a fortune just to buy. And then that's one curry.
Yeah.
But cook another curry. All right. There's probably 38 of those
spices
in another one. Yeah. But then you need an extra 15 on top of that.
It's not just that. It's the lifespan of the spices.
Yeah.
You'd have to be making a curry every day.
Yeah.
Can't you just get it from HelloFresh or something? Because they'll send you a little
plate. Well, that's it. this book's not on. It ran one of them cooking programs on a Saturday morning, and this female chef were on there doing it, and I thought, oh, I'll get that.
I tell you what, I'm going to set myself a challenge. What's your favourite curry?
I know what mine is, but
you can't have any apart from you can, but you can't have rice. Can you eat rice?
Well, no.
You can't eat rice?
No.
Can you even smile on keto?
I'd say mine's a balti.
I'd say mine's a chicken tikka masala.
I'd say mine's a balti.
And mine's a chicken tikka makhani.
Well, I would have to make one that would be... Makhani, I like makhanis.
Do you? I thought they'd be too creamy.
It's very creamy.
But it has to be spicy. I think it's a makhani. Anyway.
Makhani's not spicy.
Makhani's a bit like korma.
Yeah. Oh, no,
but it's got cheese and cream in it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
And it's red in colour normally.
So,
ish.
Right, we're going to have to think of a curry that we can align on.
Yep.
And I will make us one.
Oh.
Well, okay. I like a tikka masala.
I can eat tikka masala. It's lovely.
Or did you want to push the boat out a bit
further?
Do you
like it a bit spicier? Do you like it?
Yeah, well, I'll try anything.
Okay. What about a balti then? That's just a spice.
That's Rob saying, I want it my way.
Yeah.
Yeah. you all want a tikka, but
can I just please give you a heads up, right? Yeah. You need to tell Mark that you like your curries mild. Because if you agree that you like it a little bit spicy, I guarantee you it will knock your head off.
Oh, okay. I like mine super mild.
I like a korma.
I'm telling you now, because Mark likes his food spicy.
When are you doing this for, Mark? Next time?
I might do it for next time, yeah. What I'll do is I will make it in a pan that's just as Helen would normally eat it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that sort of level of spice, which is, you know, it's relatively warming, but it's not by any chance medium. And what I'll do is I'll let you do a taste test.
Okay.
Rob, not you, because you'll just have that one like Helen would have it. But if you'd like yours a bit spicier, and we'll taste test it to get to the level that, and then I'll carry and put some in for me.
I'm excited. I am genuinely excited.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Okay.
Something that you've just said that I've just thought on. You mentioned Saturday morning cookery shows, right? Yeah.
Oh, I feel a rant coming on.
Listen, what is it, right? What is it with Saturday morning cookery all the channels have got them off.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Am I missing something here?
Yeah, like
who's
literally
watching this
on
crap
Saturday morning? Everybody wants to cook on Saturday morning.
Nobody's cooking Saturday mornings. What is going off?
Yeah.
I'm pointing to what's on. Nothing's on. Are they on for 3 hours or something?
Yeah.
What I don't understand.
You know what I don't get? They're on at 6 in the morning. Were you thinking, where's cartoons?
Where's Saturday
Superstore
with Noel Edmonds? Where's that gone?
Saturday Superstore.
Yeah,
I went a long time ago.
Is Noel Edmonds still alive?
Yeah, he's in Australia. Although he's coming back to the UK to do something. But yeah,
that's a yes then.
Yeah, he's still alive. he's on my dead or alive list. But I don't understand. I put them on and I watch and half at time they're joking about with celebrities. Occasionally they might put a bit of chicken in a pan.
How dare they joke about?
And then 10 minutes later they put a bit of rice in. I'm like, is this a cookery program or is it a celebrity show? Listen, it boils my rice bowls. It amazes me. I don't
because
understand.
If I'm in a kitchen cooking anything and someone talks to me, I'm like, no, I'm concentrating.
I know.
I'm concentrating. I've got times in my head. I've got four things going off at once. Don't talk to me. And they're just there. So yeah. What are you doing? And they're like cutting stuff up. And thinking, I'd have lost three fingers. I'd have burnt my arm up. Oven.
Did you see that one time with that South African?
I ain't finished yet, but go
South
on.
South African, is he? He's Australian.
I mean,
John Turod is.
Yeah,
it?
When he burnt his
tea towel on fire.
Yeah. I mean,
that would have been me. That.
And when they're cooking, they've always got new pans. Every week, it's a new pan. They've not washed it. They've thrown it away. I mean, what's all
how'd
that
you
about?
Know how it? Do you know they've thrown it away?
Well, it looks brand new. It's my pan. Don't look like that. It's all gone.
Means they don't burn the food.
And then on top of that, I mean, I challenge anybody listening. I'll ask you three. Mm. Have you ever watched a cookery program?
Yes.
And followed it and cooked it while it's
no.
So get rid of him then. Nobody's cooking.
It amazes me when they put it in the oven and then they turn around and start talking. Turn it around 5 minutes later and pull it out and it's cooked.
I know.
And you go, what magic is that you're using?
I know. I don't understand. I
used to enjoy watching them. Yeah, it's my honest answer. I used to enjoy watching them, and I used to enjoy. I quite like, you know, as you know, I'm a bit of a foodie. I quite liked watching the different chefs cooking different stuff. I quite liked it when what they call him, the guy from Yorkshire,
James Martin.
I thought he was very good.
There's too many.
He's still alive, you know.
Still doing it.
I know, but when
hang on, he's on my dead or alive list.
You know, Rick, he had to follow Rick Stein to a different country and then he'd you know, be cooking some food. I quite liked that. The day I stopped watching them programmes is the first morning I thought, oh, what's this Sunday brunch all about? The biggest pile of crap I've ever seen on TV.
Thank you.
However, they've managed to get away with, it's almost as though they've wandered into a TV show studio one morning and gone...
He's on my side.
And gone, what are we doing?
I really like it.
Oh, we cook it. It's almost as though sometimes they'll be talking and then one will look at another as if to say, is it your turn to speak? And then one will look back and go, I don't know, it's not my turn. It's so frustratingly amateur, but it's almost as though that they want it to be amateur. But it's just crap.
It's just crap.
It's rubbish.
I haven't watched a cookie program
since.
Kirk's
hair's falling out. He's beginning to look like Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kirk.
I really like Sunday brunch.
Oh. I don't mind Sunday brunch,
yeah,
actually.
I think it's a bit more relaxed. Program talking about crap.
It's more of
really
a talk
cooking.
Show than it is a cooking show.
I would call it like a food-based magazine show, if you know what I mean, in that sort of style.
With zero talent.
And something else I have a problem with, all these celebrities they've had on, they'll try a dish. It's not very often somebody will go, well, that's rubbish. I won't eat that. That's rubbish. This is amazing. Best food ever. Oh, it's like being on X Factor. Oh, it's so hard this year. The contestants are so good. Hardest year ever. They're eating food going, oh, it's mate. It's amazing. No, it's not just, amazing.
Just while you're on about this, though. and I will.
Best pizza ever.
And I will say this again.
No.
I did say it in the last episode. I promise we're not turning into a TV review show, a podcast. But I have seen it before with what was the cookery program where when they got to the end of it, they'd then do Heaven or Hell. And like the contestants...
What? Sunday brunch?
No.
Yeah, but that's the point.
That's James Martin, isn't it?
No.
Heaven or Hell, you're going to say some people
liked it. It might be James Martin.
Hang on. Are you going to say some people liked it, some people didn't?
No.
Okay.
If you let me finish, I'll tell you what I mean.
Actually, it's not. It's Sunday brunch.
No, well, they've ripped it off whatever
anyway,
it was
go on,
before.
Carry on.
They've ripped it off whether it was before. So basically...
Never mind. What is it? Heaven or Hell?
I'm going to smash him in the face in a minute.
So the celebrity that was
or is it James Martin?
Would pick their heaven meal and their hell meal, and then people would ring in and vote which they get. And I have seen it before where the person's been nominated for their hell meal and the celebrity chef has cooked it them or whatever and said, don't worry, you'll love this or whatever. And the celebrity's ate it and gone, no, absolutely
But that's
not.
The purpose of it, because it's heaven or hell.
Yeah, but
as in, you know, some's going to like it, some's not. But I'm talking about a normal cookery show where all the celebrities eat it and they all go, oh.
He's absolutely no idea what I've just said.
Is that not on that? Is that on that programme?
Doesn't matter.
Have I missed some again?
If that busy wanted to say your next bit, you've not heard anything I've just said.
No, I heard it. I'm missing. What am I missing?
Anyway, let's get away from TV again.
I've got some of that. I saw the other day, right? I saw this on, I think it was Instagram, and it shows a picture of a guy.
Have they not banned it yet?
No. This man, Michael Smith, used AI to create a fake music band and used bots to inflate streaming numbers.
Oh, yes.
He earned more than 10 million in royalties.
Yeah.
He was charged with fraud and money laundering, facing up to 20 years in prison per charge.
Is it Mike Smith or something? His name is Mike?
Michael Smith, you just said.
I told you! He'll listen!
Are you even here, Mark?
I didn't think he said his name.
He's got Mark.
If you didn't hear his name, well done, Mark, for getting his name right.
Rob's all about AI. It's all AI with Rob.
He was cooking pizza, and he was somebody's heaven.
But the point I found funny was, why is he getting fraud? The man's a genius. This is not fraud.
Not if he's claimed that he's made it.
Well, if he's written in the. What do you call it when you're on AI, when you're writing a prompt? If he's written the prompt for it to write a song and it's written a song,
the story is he's written the song, it's a legit song, he's got bots to stream his song, right, thousands of times.
Well, they inflate streaming numbers, yes. I get that. But you're not telling me that if this guy, Michael Smith, right, who looks like he's making music in his bedroom, can generate bots that inflate streams. Are you telling me that Billie Eilish's managers aren't doing that?
No, listen, that you're a good point. Because when I read the story, I thought, well, surely everybody's doing this.
Yeah.
But he's just doing it on an industrial scale.
Why not? How do we do it?
He's not even doing it on an industrial scale. I mean, I'm just looking at it straight away and I thought, well, anybody could be doing this. And if he can do it, then all the big music labels can absolutely and are obviously doing it. It has to be done by other people. He's not the only person that's gone, oh, I know, I can work out how to do this. But the fact is that a fake music band, he created AI to create a fake music band. That element of it, I can't see what's wrong with that.
As long as he advertised it as fake.
Yeah, I don't think... If it's original, it's original, isn't it?
Well, not if it doesn't exist and he's claiming it is. It does.
I'm sure
that's the definition of fraud.
Right. So if he writes a prompt and says, "I want a song," a prompt. What are you doing, AI? I want you to write me a song.
Hold on a minute. Just stop. Ignore the process of what he's followed to get what he's getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's passed it off as his own work,
it's about how it's sold. It's about what he's told people.
Right.
So if he was to do that and then put it out there, ignore the inflating bots a minute, but if he'd have put it out there, and I don't know the story, so but if he's put it out there and he'd have gone, this is a fake band created on AI, then he hasn't broken any rules or laws.
Right.
Because he said what it is. However, if he's created a fake band, and then put it out there as though this is a real band, then that's fraud. Selling something that's not.
So what if he called it? He's created a band name. He's just created a name. It's not a band.
Doesn't matter what he's called it, what the name of it is, or anything. It's how it's perceived, how he's put it out to the market.
Right.
So if he's put something out to the market as one thing, and it's not, it's fraud.
Oh, right, okay.
Simple as that.
So if he hasn't actually named...
I don't know whether that's what he's done, by the way. I'm just explaining to you that it doesn't matter about the process.
So let's say he created a band, but there's no names of the people in the band. It's just called Euphoria, right? It's called Euphoria.
Yeah.
It doesn't mention that there's any people. It doesn't call it a band. It's just Euphoria, the music group, whatever.
So it's a music group?
Yeah, I suppose. So it could be AI collect an AI. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I think I know.
I would
what you
just
mean.
Park that, Rob.
Yeah, but talking about diets and things, I watched. Oh. But, I'm bringing it back over. But you're talking about things that are passed off as something that they're not. I saw something on TV the other day, and they were on about these. You know, these weight loss jab things that are like they're everywhere, aren't they?
Sorry, what?
I'm joking. Well, you're a shadow of your former self there, Rob. What's the secret?
I've got these six pack.
Well, they were saying, they were, what's the company called? Ozempic, I think it were called. And they got these two weight loss needle things that you buy them on the internet. One of them was fake.
Mm. Fake, really?
Right? So the real one's got metasulfites or something does this thing that, apparently, it tricks your body into thinking...
Well, it's diabetes, isn't it? It's basically medication for diabetes.
Well...
is what I understood it to be.
Well, yeah. I think this is... I didn't know that, but what you've fallen onto where I'm coming to. This needle that was fake, that was labelled as Ozempic, was actually full of just insulin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary,
yeah.
Because essentially, it will do the same thing. So actually, the results they get from it would be, from what I understand, this drug they're using is a diabetes drug.
Well, this guy was a director of something at, I forget the company, the medical governance, whatever it is, department. These two chemicals would supposedly different. One, it maybe does have insulin in it. I don't know, but he basically said that this one had not got anything like what was in the other
one. Yeah, I mean,
you're pumping your body full of something that.
From my very basic understanding of literally what I've been looking at over the past week or so, so I could be wrong again.
Is this for when keto fails?
Don't at me. Well, no, it's to do with keto because it is about reducing you. To lose weight and to lose the hunger pangs, you are reducing your insulin level in your body.
Yeah.
So then if you've got a syringe that's full of insulin, which is creating an insulin spike, then that would do the opposite effect.
Yeah.
And be very dangerous.
Well, then there was another one that was a more crude alternative to both those, and it was one and it came with it. Do they call them vials? The little...
Vials.
Is it a vial? Is it little glass pots with a metal tops, and you push the syringe into, and then you draw the stuff out. Mm. It came with just a needle, and then it came with a vial, and this had this compound in of what should be in the other stuff.
Yeah.
But whatever dosage, you just whatever.
But no control. Just
put it in. Jesus. And it was like,
I don't understand people buying medicines and tablets and you know, all this off the internet. I don't understand. Well, why would you do that?
Did you see that on? I posted it on Facebook the other day. There was a woman and she'd sniffed these
marker pens.
No.
Tippex.
No, it was
tan nasal spray.
Yeah. A nasal spray. Yeah, for tanning. So you spray it up your nose,
and it tans your skin.
And it tans your skin.
Really?
And the headline was this caused her to have breathing problems. And I'm like thinking, what are you putting like a tanning thing up your nose?
Well, first of all, is that a thing?
Yeah.
So there is a genuine product where you can sniff and it tans you.
Well, apparently so.
Well, there's tablets. The tablets have been out for ages.
Yeah, I know tablets.
I'm
have been
pretty
out
sure
for ages.
The tablets have a side effect is you smell a fish. Genuine.
While Kirk's on keto, he should do that and they'll smell like fishy pear drops.
But yeah, I just don't understand people who buy this stuff off internet because you've no
idea.
Just
open it is what it's going to be.
Just open it.
I can give you the answer if you want.
Go on then.
Money.
Oh, he's back again.
Well, it's money. It's people wanting something but can't afford that,
So I look for alternatives. Well, and the problem is people...
Well, it's not always can't afford either, is it?
As a society,
I think it's more expensive, isn't it? Buying some of these things on the internet is more expensive than... You just can't get the prescription. The prescription would be cheaper, but obviously you're not in a medical...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I meant I wasn't talking about getting it on prescription. I was talking about if you were buying it privately, the end of the day, there is... several companies that are proper companies, you know, that you go to and you buy,
oh, yes.
And you have a subscription and you pay so much per month and they deliver them per month.
No, but don't forget, these people aren't buying it knowingly that it's going to be illegitimate. Yeah, they don't know that it's being sold and it's fake.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about people buying some off eBay.
I would be willing to bet, and I don't know for sure, I don't, but I'd be willing to bet that the ones that they've bought, which are dodgy, are cheaper.
Right, well this director of this, I want to say he... I forgot what the department was called. It was government department. Mm. And he was saying that the risk with these fake Ozempic thing...
It's super high.
He said it could these could end up in the actual supply chain. So people could end up getting them on prescription, not knowing that they're not even a...
Really?
Yeah.
Because our pharmaceutical in our countries, it's generally it's very, very good.
Yeah, absolutely, it is, yeah.
It's regulated. It's very, but I mean to hear that could end up on, that's scary.
Until Keir Starmer takes over NHS England.
Yeah. Well
could possibly. Have
go
you ever
wrong?
Tried? Have you ever tried drugs offline that have not come from what you would class as?
No.
No.
Because
no.
Like I said, I won't. Why? I won't take that risk.
Have you got some of them little blue pills, Rob?
I've had one.
Yeah. I could have got loads in Philippines on every street
corner. I bet you could have. You should have brought them home.
But again, I bet they're not genuine. I bet they're not. I mean, I didn't buy any, but
I
don't need them.
I knew it. I'm waiting for Jamie because I don't need them. Another couple of years yet, Mark.
But I mean, if I bought some, they're not going to be. What's the chance of them being genuine? Very, very slim.
I don't know. I mean, surely, if there's a market out there, it's not going to last very long if they don't do anything, are they?
I'm not going to come back to him and go, I've got my receipt, mate. I bought some. No, happened last night.
If you went to Pete and got some tablets off him, and then, hey, you go back.
Go and stand up in front of him. Look, what is missing here?
Yeah, exactly.
That guy on TikTok. Yeah. For reference, we're doing the arms where you're showing what work.
Yeah, the black guy. What's his name? What's he don't speak, does he? Just goes down with his arms like that. Yeah.
Do you think any of these celebrities will come up with like a fad? I know that people have all these like low-level... what do they call them? Procedures. Where they have stuff injected in them and whatever.
Botox and stuff.
Where they might do something where they like make their ears bigger or make their nostrils bigger or something like that. Do you know?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah,
because they are two features that have not yet really been messed with. You know, like they do eyebrows and foreheads and lips and whatever.
Okay. Yeah,
they'll get bored with it and go, well, why don't we have sticky out ears?
And I can tell you who's probably going to do it.
And let me just set it words.
Mark.
Sam Smith.
Well, yeah.
Well, I was going to say Katie Price. Have you seen Katie Price's new face? I mean, yeah, she's...
A new face? Have you seen a new face?
Yeah, have you seen a new face? She does not look like Katie Price.
Really?
She's a right mess.
Don't get me started on Katie Price.
She's a right mess.
She is a mess.
I will get started on Katie Price. Stuff like this really winds me up. Right, that obviously she's done whatever she's done throughout her life, fine, modelling, whatever, you know, I don't think she's all that, but I can tell she's a type and stuff like that, and she's obviously become a celebrity, right? But during that time she's decided to live her life however she wants, rack up all this debt, rack up all this money, you know, buying all these fancy cars or whatever, and then a click of her fingers she can declare herself bankrupt, still manage to keep a house, still manage to keep her cars,
and do it all again,
right? Do it all again, get declared bankrupt again, still manage to keep most of her properties and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden, it discharged.
And she's got a new face.
Have it discharged. Nearly £750,000, I think it is.
What's discharged mean?
It means that she's no longer bankrupt. So she'll have gone through a certain period of time, and then the courts go, okay, yeah, that's enough. You've been declared bankrupt long enough. But just because she's famous, just because, how is it, you know, I find it hard to get a credit card for £200, but yet somebody can get into debt for £750,000 personal debt.
walk away from it, not pay a penny back from it, and be bankrupt for a couple
Surely
of years.
Surely there must be more to it than that.
Time at the bar, please.
I just want to lighten it up again. I had a very weird dream last night.
About Katie Price?
No, I told Ellen this morning. So I was working in a bar, right? The Ant and Dec run.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Ant was absolutely steaming. Deck, he would destroy it because the person who owned the bar that these two were running took one at Fridges because one of the fridges in the another bar that this guy owned stopped working. And now we're running around the streets trying to find somewhere to get changed.
For what reason?
I have no idea. I was late.
For what?
For work.
at the pub?
Yeah, the bar.
The Ant and Deck run?
Yeah.
And you work for Ant and Deck?
Yeah, and wow. I was telling him, I said, look, you really need to meet the other three for this podcast because we're trying our best.
Oh, you got us into dream.
But you weren't actually in there. We talked about it. And then they went, oh, yeah, you know, being really nice and whatever. And then I ran off to get changed and then I woke up.
Well,
I don't know what happened to the fridge. I don't know what happened to the bar. I don't know what happened to Ant and Deck.
You didn't even get him to get you to pitch the idea of the wheel of features to him?
No.
Did you get any signatures from him?
No.
Autographs.
We'll try and have the same dream tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, move it on. Get us in.
Speaking of Ant and Deck and game show, shall we spin our wheel?
Yeah, I think it's probably time.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Come on. He's nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So last week we had another AI jukebox jam.
Another.
I'll remind you what it was.
This is the thing now, we've got a real wheel. It could land on the same one every single week.
Every week. I'm spinning it this time.
If it lands on AI jukebox jam again, we're re-spinning.
You're barred.
Right. Something is about hiding true feelings and maintaining emotional control in love and relationships. Something is about hiding true feelings and maintaining emotional control in love and relationships.
And you said it's the last decade.
It was, yeah, so the previous tens. Decade.
Is it a song by Adele?
Female, did you say?
So that's the tens.
Yeah.
I'm going for Adele then.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It is Adele.
Yeah. No. Yes, no.
So it's not Adele?
No. Sorry. I was still grabbing my head round, was it, in that decade? I'm like, what comes before 20? Yeah.
19.
So it's in that decade, yeah, and it's a female, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Well, it don't matter who it is. Well, all right, if you can narrow it down to the person, it might help you guess the song, because I just don't think you'll guess the song.
Okay.
Romeo and Juliet by Taylor Swift.
It's not Taylor Swift.
Well,
Adele. Think a bit more crazier.
You said
performer.
Oh, Paloma Faith.
Billie Eilish.
A bit more upbeat songs.
Katy Perry.
Nope.
Rihanna. Beyonce.
Madonna.
Nope. I mean, you're doing really well here. She's very, very famous.
Madonna.
Nope.
Say it again, Mark, just in case. And he'll change his answer to yes.
Did you say Madonna?
And she's now not only just a singer.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Correct.
Lady Gaga.
Poker Face.
I just said that.
Well done, Kirk. Poker Face.
We would never have got that.
I know. As soon as I read it, because actually it kind of suited the episode a little bit, but it was a very difficult one.
Do you know, talking about Poker Face, do you know the lyrics to Poker Face?
Well, if we did, it might have helped you got that.
No, but as in, when she sings Poker Face, she sings... It's a swear word that she sings to it.
What does she sing?
Well, I can't say it.
My Poker Face.
Well, I can't say it because I don't want to swear on.
Anyway.
Well, we can beep it out, but you can't not tell anyone. Say it. We'll beep it out.
Poker.
She says F your face.
She says what?
F your face. F. F word for
F
for poker.
The F word. Face.
Well, yeah. So she says, my face.
Yeah.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I going to have to beep that out now?
Why I didn't say it.
Anyway, are you spinning wheel?
Spin the wheel.
Yeah. Go on then.
Right, take a deep breath. Because if we're going to it, this is going to spin for ages. I know, Mark.
This is going to take off.
Spin the wheel.
It's funny. If only I got a camera.
I was going to say, no one can see what you're doing.
Every time I point the microphone at Mark, he feels he has to say something.
I'm not saying anything.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh. Stop it! Ooh. Stop it!
Plot puzzle.
Oh, plot puzzle.
Plot puzzle.
Yay.
Have you spun the wheel yet?
Five words. One answer.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
You can't handle the truth.
I'll be back.
Plot puzzle.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Right, plot puzzle. So it's been a while since we've done this one, so it is...
going to train station in answer mode.
The thing is, because I know that he's going to take the mickey out of it, it just makes me do it even more.
The next train from platform four
is so, not for Mark Lane.
So it's... I've asked AI, our favourite friend... to describe a film. It's a film, Mark.
Okay, got it.
Film.
Yep.
Is it, you know, film. Plot.
Film.
Yep.
To describe it in five words. You ready?
Okay, yep.
Voyage.
Titanic.
Voyage. Destiny. Ocean. Spirit. Identity.
Ooh.
So they're the five words of a film. Voyage. Destiny. Ocean, spirit, identity.
I think I know this.
Well, don't say anything at the minute.
Oh, why? I know it.
Well, because I
don't have to tell him he's right.
No, no. Voyage, spirit.
Because if you say it...
I won't say anything just yet.
Oh.
Say it again, Kurt.
Voyage, destiny, ocean, spirit, identity.
I've got this nailed.
I mean, I'd be fair. Titanic wasn't a bad shout.
I've got a better one than that.
I've got a few.
I've got one, which is the right one.
Go on.
Oh.
I think it's Interstellar.
Okay. Is there an ocean in Interstellar?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there is, actually.
But don't bother guessing, that's right. Let's move
say
on.
Say one more time.
Voyage, destiny, ocean, spirit, identity.
Ooh, I think it might be...
Titanic.
Nope. And I can't remember the name of the film. All the Blue People.
Smurfs.
Nope.
Avatar.
Avatar. Number two.
Okay.
What's it called?
The Way of the
Way
Water.
Of the Water. The Way of the Water.
Are you looking forward to Fire and Wind or Snow, is it, this year?
Don't know.
It's this
no
year.
Idea. I think it might be that. Or it might be something else. I'm going to have to give that some good thought. But yeah.
Other Mark?
Yeah. So I thought, is it, could it be...
No.
Oh, Spirit. Goonies.
Really?
That's a good one, that.
Thanks.
What is my Interstellar's not good? Nobody's
saying my first one, obviously, when he said Voyage, I thought, ooh, Titanic, Destiny. Not so much Titanic, is it? Because it's not, you know. Then I thought, ooh, Pirates Caribbean. Spirit, because he's always drinking rum, isn't he?
Yeah.
But then obviously that's a different spirit. Hmm. Then I thought, could be Moana.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not number two.
I'll let you know next week.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
See you, boys.
See you, boys.
Bye.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat @gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.